T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The American League Championship Series shifting to the Bronx tonight for Game 3. Our Juliet Papa is there and joins us live.
Susan, the Astros are warming up in the outfield, taking some batting practice. The field here packed with cameras, VIPs, and the sun is still on the field. But 4 o'clock, you know, things start to change. They say the shadows could play a role here. We'll wait and see. But the fans are streaming in, even with a 4 o'clock start time. And Dan DeLera of City Island got here early to get psyched.
This is one of the greatest Yankee teams they've ever put together. All have high batting averages, home runs. We've been in first place all year.
He says it's great that the Yankees split in Houston. And he admits Astros pitcher Gerrit Cole is tough, but
he's got to lose sometime, and today's the day.
So if it's any inspiration, Andy Pettit is throwing out the ceremonial first pitch for Game 3. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, reporting live from Yankee Stadium.
Governor Cuomo drops the N-word, but it's not what you might think, and it's certainly sparking conversation.
So is it ever really okay to use the N-word? Governor Cuomo was involved in an on-air discussion on discrimination against Italian Americans, referencing a New York Times editorial.
We're called, quote-unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times. N-word.
Listening to the WAMC interview, Juan Pablo says the N-word is never really appropriate, but admits the governor sure has people thinking about hurtful language.
Sometimes you need something really out there to get people's attention. You know, maybe if he was just sort of said the N-word, maybe it would have, like, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
The governor's office emphasizing Cuomo used the word while quoting a Times editorial. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in White Plains.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says relief is on the way for New Jersey commuters as he announces repair work on several stations.
Both NJ Transit commuters and Amtrak riders will begin to see a series of significant improvements, both on the platforms and in the stations, that will make access easier, waiting more comfortable, and enhance safety and, importantly, ADA compliance.
Repairs are slated for Elizabeth, New Brunswick, Princeton Junction, and Trenton, with work taking place throughout the fall into early next year. What a shock for Verizon crews working on West 58th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue in Manhattan. It was there that they found a man's body inside a manhole.
The body was so extensively decomposed, it wasn't initially clear whether it was a man or a woman. Verizon workers made the awful discovery after opening up a manhole on West 58th Street near 8th Avenue. Police believe the man was homeless. And people here, including Daniel, say it points to a larger problem in New York.
I've been in the city 40 years. I've never seen so much homelessness and filth and dirt since the early 70s.
No word yet on how this man died or what he was doing in the manhole. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
A new Politico report helped push the hashtag #DeleteFacebook to number 2 on Twitter's trending list. It also forced a response from Facebook's founder.
Politico reported this week that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg held private meetings with, among others, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. But there are also conservatives that have long accused Facebook of suppressing their political views. Zuckerberg says he meets with lots of people across the spectrum on lots of different issues and suggests others do the same. The social media giant has battled allegations since the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election that it's not doing enough to stop bogus accounts and political ads on its platform. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Democrats seeking their party's nomination for president are heading to Ohio for tonight's fourth Democratic presidential debate. Correspondent Alex Stone is in Westerville.
Ohio is a state that's been trending red in recent years, and Republicans feel pretty confident it will be theirs next year. But areas like Westerville here are trending blue, and Democrats are seizing upon that. We found Michael Tomko from Columbus grabbing a cup of coffee, talking politics. He says he doesn't care which party wins, but
what's important to me is that we find great leaders that are willing to make sacrificial decisions that are the best for our country.
Tonight's debate here will have 12 candidates on stage. That's the largest group ever in a presidential debate.
All 10 Democratic candidates who took part in last month's debate in Houston made the cut, as did Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii and billionaire businessman Tom Steyer. The New York Times-CNN debate airs on CNN starting at 8 p.m. Cuba Gooding Jr. has surrendered to the NYPD to face a new charge in the sexual misconduct case against him. Gooding is charged with forcible touching and sex abuse after a woman accused him of groping her at a Manhattan bar. His trial was supposed to start last Thursday, but it was delayed when prosecutors announced the new charge. The New York Post is reporting another three women have come forward with new allegations. A Manhattan nightclub has been hit with a sex discrimination lawsuit. The New York Post says Patrick McDowell of Queens argues that Club Republica in Inwood made him pay a $20 cover charge because he's a man, while women got in for free. McDowell argues the practice is illegal because under city law, a bar scheduling ladies' night needs permission to do that from the City Commission on Human Rights because club admission would be based on sex. McDowell is seeking $50,000 in damages. So far, no comment from the bar owner.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.